Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the 35th Torino Film Festival. I'm here with part of the jury, of the official jury of the competition, with Jill McKinnon, Petros Markaris, and Santiago Mitre. So my first question for you is kind of obvious, but it's which movies do you like as a viewer, not as a professional? Which are the movies that you like most?
You mean in general?
In general. No. I mean, like, the genre of the kind of movie you enjoy watching more.
I loved films, of course, and I like more watching films than making them, I think. But I'm a big cinephile in a way. So there's many. I don't know. If I start, I could never end. But I can mention that Stromboli is one of my favorite films and a film that I learned a lot, and I've been watching it during all my life almost.
What about you?
Same thing, so many people. But I mean, I started with Kurosawa, Bergman, all the Italian filmmakers of the 60s, mm-hmm. and etc. And then Tarkovsky is my great love as a filmmaker. I think he is the absolute ultimate filmmaker. I love Iranian films of the past 15 years. Okay. I feel they've got the quality that the Italian films had in the 60s. And then I love real eccentrics, you know, like Roy Anderson, the Swedish filmmaker. I kind of like a film which is not like other films I've seen before. There are too many films trying to be successful in different levels. I like a film that just tries to find its own kind of voice, you know.
I understand.
Well, you know, if you make me think back in my life, in my young years and days, I'll tell you, I grew up in Istanbul in the 40s and 50s mm-hmm. and grew up with Hollywood films. That's the reality. I mean, that's my first contact. My first experiences with movies were the Hollywood movies of the 40s and the 50s. And then I started opening up. I saw a lot of Italian films I was fond of. But then I'm not a filmmaker and I'm not a regular screenwriter. Occasionally I've written screenplays, but my work as a writer is the novel. So if I have to tell you about the films I love, it's very personal and very emotional, and these are the films of one of my best friends in life and the only person with whom I really collaborated in movies is Theo Angelopoulos. And from the movies of Theo Angelopoulos, the one I like most is Ulysses Gaze.
As the jury members in this festival, which is your approach to your duty here? When you accept to come as a jury member, what was your first thought? And okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to act like this. I'm going to add this kind of approach to watching those movies. So this is
okay. Yeah. Let's start. Well, I told in the press conference too, when Emanuela Martini proposed me to be part of the jury, my reaction was very reluctant. It was very reserved. I said, look, I am not a regular, collaborator, even as a screenwriter in movies, and I've stopped writing screenplays the moment my friend Angelopoulos passed away. And then I said, well, because the special about Torino Film Festival is its support to young creators, to young filmmakers, to young film directors. And there is an obligation for me, who is now 80 years old, to do something for the young generation, for the young people. So I have to accept. And that was the driving force that pushed me to Torino as member of the jury.
Okay. I really don't know, and it's something that I don't want to know. I want to discover it during the process of being in a jury. I have to say that it's always very interesting to share the jury with people you respect and admire, and you feel that you can learn about them in the discussion of the films, and also because I'm a young filmmaker and I make a lot of mistakes with my films. So watching other films and try to analyze them and see where they achieve or where they fail, I think it will make me improve as a filmmaker also. So it's a way of doing cinema or analyzing films. It's a way of doing cinema. So I hope
it's a learning process.
Yeah,
too.
I think it. I hope it will make me do better films in the future.
Well, first of all, I guess there's curiosity. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd never been in Turin before. Wanted to be here in Torino. I like to be amongst filmmakers. You know, we all work away independently.
Yeah.
I used to be a cartoonist. I didn't know any other cartoonists. Then one day, I used to work opposite a cartoonist. It was a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that, you know, working so closely with other filmmakers, we may have some interaction that could be important. Then you're curious about what's, you know, why are people making the films? There's 15 films there. They're all going to be very different, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So I suppose my attitude to it is to try to be completely open, you know, not to come with any prejudices yeah. or any preconceptions, you know, just to try to keep a blank space and try to see what I think and feel when I watch the film, open yes. if possible.
My last question is this. You are three members of a five members jury. I cannot ask about any specific title yet because it's not... Right, but did you give yourself as a group, as a group of jurors, some guidelines, some methods, some structure of decision making while watching films, or not, or is just a free flow of ideas, a brainstorming, consultations, this kind of stuff?
There's been almost no agreement whatsoever. We just haven't discussed it. At least maybe you have, but I haven't.
We're making small conspiracies.
So you see, there are like an underground.
Well, you know,
no, because you know, sometimes jurors do that. They meet at the very beginning. The head of the jury gives some guidelines of choices.
I think maybe the only thing that I've heard is that Pablo said, can we concentrate on the films we love, so that he didn't want us to become distracted by the films that we didn't like, because juries can get very heated when they start to disagree. Yeah, no, absolutely, and I've been there. And in a way, it's probably better to say, okay, let's just look at the ones we all really love, you know, try and take a positive approach. So that's been the only thing I've heard.
Yeah, and also to talk about the positive things about films, you know, not be like this... antipathic juries who want to criticize, try to see what the filmmakers wanted to do, and try to talk, to build from the good stuff of the film.
Instead of
yeah.
finding the
And
mistakes.
Also, it was something very interesting that Gilles said in the press conference, and Pablo also, that we are like in the transition period between cinema and TV. So I think cinema needs to find his own... a specificity again, and now it, and also it's something we need to question the films.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks to Gil McKinnon, Petros Markaris, and Santiago Mitre, part of the jury of the 35th Torino Film Festival. Thank you very much. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.